Rioplex launches a new era of binational economic power. Texa Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Houston, Texas. On the evening of April 9, 2025, leaders from across Texas, Mexico, and beyond gathered at the Westin Galleria in Houston for the highly anticipated, stars-aligned, Rioplex networking reception. Hosted by the Rioplex Initiative and SIL Group, the event served as the ceremonial launchpad for a new era of economic collaboration between South Texas and Northern Tamaulipas, an integrated region now rebranded as Rioplex. The evening marked not just the unveiling of a name, but the formal recognition of a binational powerhouse positioned to shape the economic trajectory of North America. From aerospace and LNG to advanced manufacturing and logistics, Rioplex is fast emerging as one of the most promising corridors for foreign direct investment, FDI, in the Western Hemisphere. The event opened with welcoming remarks from Joaquin Spamer, President and CEO of SIL Group and board member of Rioplex. With characteristic passion and candor, Spamer immediately recognized two key members of his team. "First, I want to call the two generals, Ingrid and Astrid," he said. "They've been able to put this event together. Whatever you see tonight is because of them, or because of me, if there's a problem," he joked. Spamer then turned to address the gravity of the moment. "My name is Joaquin Spamer, and it is a true honor to welcome you to Stars Aligned, Rioplex Networking Research," he said. "We are very excited to have you here, and I want to thank you for being part of the exciting future we are building together." Spamer emphasized the strength and unity of the Rioplex region, recognizing key leaders such as Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez, who he called a mentor and a great friend, as well as Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino for building the infrastructure that made projects like SpaceX and LNG viable in the region. He continued by saluting what he called the most influential mayors in South Texas, including Brownsville's John Cowan Jr., Harlingen's Norma Sepulveda, and McAllen's Javier Villalobos. "What can I say about Mayor Cowan? He's all over the news," said Spamer. "He's been instrumental in everything happening with SpaceX and in Brownsville. It's unbelievable." The highlight of the evening was the unveiling of Rioplex's new regional brand, captured in a promotional video described as a place where the future meets the border. It showcased the region's binational infrastructure, skilled workforce, and unparalleled access to international markets through 14 international bridges, deepwater ports, and a growing aerospace footprint. Spamer urged attendees to visit the region firsthand. "One of the biggest things I want to accomplish today is for everyone who hasn't been to the port of Brownsville, please make the effort. Visit SpaceX, visit every city in the region. See what's happening down there. It's real," he said. Among the dignitaries recognized on stage were Rioplex board members and economic development leaders from Matamoros, Reynosa, and South Texas financial institutions. The region's collaborative DNA was made clear: business, education, government, and border communities united under a single vision. Dr. Valerie Segovia, Vice President of Investor Relations at the Texas Economic Development Corporation, followed with equally powerful remarks. "Mr. Spamer, you stole all my talking points, and in the very best of ways," Segovia began. "But it is an honor to be here. I want to thank Mr. Spamer, his team at SIL, and of course his fabulous wife, for all the work they do, not just here, but every day." She explained the vital role of TXEDC in supporting the governor's mission for economic expansion in Texas through public-private partnerships. "Our organization is made up of investors, and some of you in this room are those investors," said Segovia. "You help us do what can't always be done through legislative dollars. That's the power of joining the corporation. And what we've begun doing with SIL and Rioplex, we want to do even more." Segovia concluded with an emotional nod to her own roots in the Rio Grande Valley. "My roots go deep. I believe this region's most beautiful and strongest days are still ahead," she said. "Let's do it better than it's ever been done before." Rounding out the evening's keynote speakers was Carlos Ely, Assistant Secretary of State for Mexican and Border Affairs. He spoke to the unique role the Rio Grande Valley plays in the future of global trade. "The Rio Grande Valley is not just a point on the map, it is a crossroads of innovation and international collaboration," said Ely. "Texas has a GDP of over $2 trillion. If we were a country, we'd be the 8th largest economy in the world. Ely emphasized four pillars that make the Rio Grande Valley a magnet for investment: strategic location, commitment to innovation, business-friendly environment, and a skilled, bilingual workforce. With 75 cents of every dollar in U.S.-Mexico trade crossing a Texas border, much of that happens right here in this region, he said. The Rio Grande Valley is North America's commercial artery. He also offered a forward-looking vision. As we stand on the threshold of a historic opportunity, the question is no longer whether the Rio Plex will lead, it's how far we can go together, said Ely. This is not just a name. It's a movement. The event drew representatives from across every major industry sector, from aerospace to energy, and set the tone for the following day titled, Texas Port to the Stars. The summit is expected to dive deeper into trade infrastructure, cross-border logistics, and new industrial investments, further solidifying Rioplex's rising profile. As Joaquin Spamer declared during his closing remarks, together we can build something extraordinary. And when we look back at this moment, we'll say, this is where all the stars got aligned. See related story. Rioplex announces the official formation of its board of directors.